Hi, and welcome back to the Content Conversations podcast, episode 22.
22.
It's 22, right?
I think so.
I cannot believe we made it this far. Super exciting. My name is Connor. I am a copywriter.
Hi, my name is Grace, and I am a wedding photographer.
And today, we have a special guest on with us, a friend of mine, Melissa Evans. She is a brand photographer based in San Antonio. I met her, it was like the beginning of 2018, the beginning of last year at our local Tuesdays Together group. And we have been pretty good friends ever since. She has taken a lot of brand photography photos for me. She also recently did my maternity session, and she just knocked it out of the park.
Those are so beautiful.
Oh, very, very talented lady. We are super, super excited to have her on the show today. So, hi, Melissa.
Hi. Thanks for so much for having me.
Yeah, we're so glad you're here.
Yeah, we'd love to just start out with you just telling us a little bit about yourself and how you kind of got started.
Yeah, so I just wanted to really quick just thank you guys for inviting me on. I'm so proud of Connor. I've known her. It feels like longer than that, right?
It does feel like it's been a lot longer.
Yeah. There's been lots of coffee and stupid giggles from me, and it just, time goes by fast, and I've seen you grow a lot, and my business has grown, and I think it's awesome that you started this podcast, and I'm very excited to be a part of it.
Aw, thank you.
So, as you know, I got started in my business about 3.5 years ago. I made it official. And I just knew that I wanted to find a tribe, you know, like a lot of us females, especially, like, we're nurturers. We want to be around other people who want us to succeed and find that tribe that, you know, you can trust. I found that in the Rising Tide Society, and our local Tuesdays Together in San Antonio actually met in my studio. So I was going there anyway to let people in, and I was like, you know, I'm going to check this out. And I met this wonderful group of people led by Dawn Richardson. And I just think that it was just the best thing that could have happened to my business, because I started to gravitate more towards branding is because of all these females that were sort of coming to me, and they were asking me to do their headshots, and I had this studio, and it just made sense, and it just sort of grew from there.
That's awesome.
That's so cool. Did you like know that you wanted to do brand photography from like the beginning?
Actually, no. So I got into it wanting to do portraiture of women. So a la, you know, like Sue Bryce and that sort of creative style, which I still incorporate into my business. But I think the business side really took off because I found that niche. And I really niched down specifically for small businesses. And it started growing organically in that direction. So that's sort of how that took off.
That's so cool. So it just kind of happened, really.
Yeah, it really did come to me. And I fostered it, I think, because I completely rebranded when I started, it started happening, and I changed my website and everything. So it's based around this idea that you can be, you can empower yourself to take your brand in your own hands, and you don't need outdated or dated, I should say, looking headshots for your business, even if you're a lawyer. I mean, I have attorneys, I have life coaches, podcasters, photographers. Like, no matter your business, it really should be, the branding should be specific and personal and unique to you.
That is so neat. I love that it just kind of happened and that you're so passionate about it. And that you, like, I don't know, the fact that it just naturally happened and it wasn't something, oh yeah, I'm going to do this and this and this. I think that's cool that it just happened for you.
Yes. And I've been very excited the way that my business has been growing, and it's continued to grow. Just, it's pretty much, it exponentially has grown in the last year and a half, and I'm really excited.
Awesome. Oh, we're so excited for you. That's awesome.
So what kind of training do you have?
Like, do you have any, excuse me, do you have any kind of formal training or anything like that?
Well, Connor, I'd like to call it the School of Hard Knocks. So Yeah, no, absolutely no formal training. I have a music degree as my background, so that's any, I mean, I just sort of picked up my camera, before I got into it full time, while I was in the Air Force, and I just started shooting. And, as far as the training part, I mean, like a lot of photographers, I found a lot of online training, and, also just sort of found people that I liked their work, and I reached out to them. You know, I had a mentor for a while, which I highly recommend. If there's a niche that you're interested in any industry or business, you know, find a mentor and talk with them more about it, and sort of pick their brains. And yeah, that's how that happened.
That's so cool. So,
Grace and I were talking earlier about how a lot of people, especially in like creative fields, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of us don't really have like formal training. I mean, or they have formal training in something completely unrelated. So I think that's super cool that, you know, you just kind of got yourself a camera and just wanted to learn something new. I think that a lot of people do that. I mean, I don't have any formal training in what I do. Uh-uh. I just kind of got a job as an intern at a creative agency and then just kind of grew into that space and realized that I loved it.
Yeah. Who was it that you, like really felt like you learned from? Like, was there a specific person that you followed?
I really think that, I really think all of the stuff that I followed with Sue Bryce for a while, I liked it because it wasn't quite so technical. Mm-hmm. I mean, the technical stuff comes, you know. I think a lot of people will hold themselves back from really any business, especially creative businesses, because we have it in our minds that we have to have some sort of degree. Like, mm-hmm. it held me back for a little while. I was like, well, I can't do this, you know. I'm just a musician, you know, this is what my degree is. And I mean, that might be a generational thing. I don't know. But it does hold small business owners back. And I'm still figuring things out, as I'm sure you guys are in your businesses. And it's okay to figure it out as you go. And that's a big lesson that I learned. And Sue is really great about talking about those fears, and that whole just tribe of photographers is great about talking about those fears and like really coming at it from a creative point of view instead of like this setting or this is the way you need to do this. It's like, oh, well, I like the look of this. Mm-hmm. How did you do this in your business? And you know, how there's like a lot of business / creativeness in that world.
That is really cool. I'll have to link her in the show notes.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And for our listeners to go listen to, or just to go observe, you know,
yeah.
and study her. That's cool. Thank you for sharing that. So I would love to know, now that we've kind of heard your story and everything, what do you love about what you do as a brand photographer?
You know, I think about it a lot lately, because I've been really working on putting myself in a really good energy, if you will, like really working on staying positive is sort of like a cliche way to say it, but right. really focusing on what I want and how I want to get it. And the feeling that's surrounding that is a really awesome, positive feeling. And I feel like that spills out onto everybody that I'm working with, which I think has been really a positive thing for me. I heard Rachel Hollis say this, I think on her podcast maybe a few weeks ago, where it's sort of like it's not thinking about your glass half full or glass half empty. Think about pouring into yourself so much that the glass overflows. Mm. And what happens to that is it overflows onto other people instead of taking away from your glass. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
So that's really what I've been focusing on, pouring into myself with all sorts of things like self-care. I've been focusing more on. I started my business so I could spend more time with my family. And so I make sure to be present for them when I can. And I do the same thing for my clients. You know, that's the best part, I think, about the job, going back to your question, is it doesn't feel like a job, A. And B, it's just like bringing out that side of people when I'm working with them. I mean, I started my business because I wanted to do business my way and I wanted to have fun doing it. So I really make sure that that comes across to my clients and bring that out in them. Because if, I mean, you know, as a photographer, if you don't have connection, then you don't have good pictures. Yeah. Just bottom line.
That is so true. I definitely see that in your photography, that like connection and the fact that you're pouring into them. I think it's cool how you're focusing on, you know, the self-care and taking care of yourself to give to others, because what brand photography is, as you were saying, is almost like taking care of yourself and taking care of your business, right? It's updating your pictures. It's showing who you are as a business through an amazing headshot that really reveals what your business stands for. So it's like vice. It's like both for you and for your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's about sharing your story. I mean, the best part about soft marketing is you're not selling to people. I think a lot of creatives really shy away from the business side of things. Because they don't want to be quote unquote salesy, you know, they don't want to be, and you shouldn't be. I mean, I see creatives do it all the time. Like, this is my work, buy this. This is my special, get this. But there is a ratio out there. I can't remember what it is, but like at least 70% of what you're posting, what you're putting out there should not be salesy.
Yeah. It's like 70-30 or something.
So you know that.
Yeah.
So it's really about like what's the best way to still put yourself out, put your business out there without selling. Well, that's when like these branding photos really come in. You're putting yourself out there instead. You're like, this is me. You're not a logo. You're not a brick and mortar. You are a person of human, you know, like a blood, you know, flesh and blood. And when you open up about things about yourself and show you on your feed and you on your website, that relates to people so much better than, you know, the latest special or whatever you're putting out there.
It's so true.
That is true.
Creating that trust with people. 'Cause then when you do put out something that, because in the end, you have to make money. But if you are putting yourself out there, building that trust, and when you do put out your product, your service, whatever it is, they're going to go for it because they want to buy from you.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I mean, it's like dating, you know? You're not going to ask for marriage right away. I mean, I don't. I didn't. You know, you gotta sort of like put little feelers out there, be like, hey, how are you? I like long walks on the beach.
Hallmark movies, like, I mean, they just work like that. That's how it works, Melissa. In 48 hours, and you're ready to get married and pop out some kids.
Oh my God, if it were only that easy.
No, there literally was a Christmas movie that was like that.
Most of
the
person
like a week, and they got married by the end of the movie, and I was like, oh no, oh no.
I love how cheesy they are. It just makes me happy inside.
I know.
It does.
When you work with clients, do you mostly work with like solo entrepreneurs who it's just like it's a one person business, or do you ever work with businesses or companies where maybe there's more than one face behind the logo?
Yes. So I just started getting into this, actually. Funny that you mentioned it.
Awesome.
We didn't plan this. This is happening organically. So a tech company reached out to me, and they were in town for this conference, and I met them at the Hilton de Palacio downtown, and I had this whole setup for them, and they wanted, what I loved about this company is what I was saying before, like, they didn't just say, hey, we need some headshots, how much? They had a vision. Like, I was talking to the marketing director, and he was like, look, we're a fresh young company. We want to put that out there. These are our competitors. We want to do something similar, but we want to have our style and our vibe to it. And we want our CEO and our exec to look a little bit different, to look more like a boss. And like, they had an idea of what they wanted. And that's like the best thing, because before I talk to anybody, solo entrepreneur or, you know, companies, I make sure that they know what they want. And if they don't, then I kind of help them in that direction, like ask certain questions. But yeah, no, we got something really great that that captured, I would call it not so corporate.
Nice.
Headshots. And like they had fun with it. They had like some signs made. I told them to get some, I wanted some signs where they had like hashtag their company name and hashtag, they had hashtag solutions as one of their hashtags they use. So we incorporated some of that and we kind of made it fun. I put 80s pop music on and we had a little too much fun.
Wow. At 8 o'clock in the morning. That sounds like so much fun. I want my pictures taken.
I know, that's awesome.
I love it. That's so cool. Well, before we move on to some of the branding questions, to our listeners, we just want to talk to you guys real fast. If you have not left a review on our iTunes, we would greatly appreciate that. You can literally pause, take a little break, go over, take 30 seconds to write a review, give us a star rating. We'd love to hear from you guys. And so, yeah, we'd love and appreciate if you did that.
We would. It would make our day.
But getting back to brand photography, what we want to do now is kind of shift the conversation for you, Melissa, to kind of give our listeners why they need brand photography, what is brand photography, and how it can help their business. So could you just kind of explain what brand photography even is?
Okay, let me think. Okay, so a lot of people think that marketing and branding are the same thing.
Yeah.
So the best way to sort of, and I'm sure Connor can better answer this question than I can, but as far as my business is concerned, especially, marketing is sort of like what you're selling, and your brand is like how you want people to feel about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
it's probably the,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, for instance, like, what's a big, so like Nike, they never have to say, hey, we sell running shoes. And so like their brand is so established. All they have to do is tell stories. So, for smaller businesses, it's a little like, you still have to put like what you do out there because you're not Nike.
Right.
But the elements of, your brands are a lot of different things. So sometimes people will come to somebody like, you know, Connor or like somebody that will help them with that. But a lot of times they don't, they're new business owners and I sort of have to help them out a little bit. So your brand is like your copy, like what kind of tone you have in your copy, your logo, your pictures. It's a lot of sort of different things, the color palettes, you know? So my part of it is really kind of incorporating the colors and the vibe that you want for your brand. So I would ask questions like in a consultation, for instance, like exactly that. Like, what do you want people to feel when they see your pictures? So if I have like an attorney, like I've had a lot of attorneys lately, I think they're cross like recommending each other, which is awesome. But like a family law attorney is going to be a little bit different than like a criminal, you know, attorney,
right.
Or like a judge. Once I had a judge come in. So I need to get from them, like I need to let them think there's a little bit of work involved. I just have to think about like what they want to say and what kind of, based on what kind of clients they have. So that's sort of what I bring out into my clients. And if there's any colors that they want to incorporate too, I always highly recommend that. So there is that cohesiveness with like, if they have a logo and there's certain colors in there, it all looks the same. No matter if they're posting one of their pictures on LinkedIn or they're posting on Facebook or their website, like it all comes together nicely.
And I like that. And I love that you said at the beginning that, you know, a brand is like the feeling that you're giving people. And I think photography is so, so important and powerful in kind of creating that cohesiveness of feeling. And just with like seeing some of the photos that you have done for people, like I get that. Like I get kind of the personality of some, even if I've never met them, I get kind of their personality just through kind of how you've set up that space to really show off their business and then how their personality comes through that. So I think that's super powerful.
Yeah. And that's the best part, honestly, because everybody that is in front of my lens, everybody's so different and their brand is so different and what they do. Working with females, like, I never even imagined some of the jobs that are out there. Like, that, like, women especially will, like, do something they're passionate about, find something wrong with something that they're missing something, and they make a job out of it. It's like, this is the most amazing thing. Like, the, I met this one woman who goes into workplaces, specifically medical facilities, and she looks at their workflow and says, you're lacking here. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to incorporate this workflow instead, this system. And like, we find niches. And so you are unique and your business is unique, and you should be, you know, highlighting that in your brand and in your photos.
And that's super important, because it's like, even if you have, you know, three or four people in there who are all photographers, who are all makeup artists, or who are all lawyers,
right,
it's so important to mention, like, even if, like, you're still unique as a person, and the brand that you have and the feeling that you're giving is also so unique, even if, you know, you are all photographers or you are all lawyers. So I love that you bring that out of each person, even if they don't do something that's like super unheard of. I really love that.
Yes, I love it.
So if somebody came up to you and they were like, I've been thinking about doing brand photography, I don't know if I want to invest in it, what would you respond? Why is brand photography important? And what would you respond to them?
Well, I would say that people relate to other people way more than they're going to relate to a logo. I have met people who are just literally starting from scratch. They have nothing, but I also have people who have outdated or dated looking, photos. And I just ask, like, you know, if you saw, business A or you saw business B, and then show, like, you know, somebody who has something fresh and modern and updated, like, which one would you trust? 'Cause I think you said, Grace, like, trust is like everything when it comes to businesses. If you don't trust that that person or that business, then you're not going to spend money with them.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love that people want to be with people. Like, they want to see the actual face, the actual smiles. Yeah. So how often should, like, somebody update their brand photography or their portfolio?
Yeah, so I usually recommend every 2 years, if you haven't done it in 2 years, or if you've had a significant change in your appearance, such as you know, weight gain or weight loss, if you're like platinum all of a sudden, the platinum blonde, exactly. Or like something people don't think about, like LASIK, you know, like somebody, people look completely different without their glasses.
Yeah.
And so I would consider those sort of like the benchmark. But if none of those apply and you're just like perfect for 2 years and you don't change, then I would say every 2 years is a pretty safe bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. Do you have any like tips for if somebody wants to hire a brand photographer, like what should they look for?
Yeah. So, I would first absolutely say, you need to be able to have a conversation with that person. There are different business models out there. And other business models might work for other photographers, but I think something as personal as your business, I mean, let's face it, our business is our baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to us to make it flourish. And you need to be able to have a conversation with somebody. And there are photographers out there that maybe will just drop you an email or their business model is just different. They just don't, they're not as like one-on-one. And you just kind of walk in as sort of like a cattle call and you just go in really quickly and that's it. If you want to go a little bit deeper and really bring out those elements of you, your personality, what, you know, like I specialize in a lot of lifestyle looking images. So if that's something you're interested in specifically, then look for somebody that will incorporate those things. Look up at least, you know, two or three photographers, make sure you can have a conversation about them, make sure that they're asking you questions about your business. And if, you know, you'll know. And we were talking about connections, you know, like if you don't have that connection with somebody, it's okay. That's just not your guy or your gal, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I will just mention real quick, as someone who has had these kind of photos taken of them by both of you, both of you guys have done brand photos for me.
Yes.
So as someone in those shoes, connection is really important. And I think it's so important that you feel comfortable with the person that you're with. I don't personally like photos taken of me. I always feel like I look ridiculous. But
me too.
But I love the photos that I have that both of you guys have done. And I think it's just because you kind of brought me, kind of my personality, out in those photos. And I felt so comfortable. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when I look at those photos, I don't see like a staged fake version of myself. I feel like I see me.
Yeah.
And so for our listeners out there, if that's who you're looking for, just find someone who you feel comfortable with. You don't want to feel, if you feel uncomfortable with your photographer, it's probably going to come out in your photos. You're going to look a little bit uncomfortable. And I think there probably is a balance. I think people who don't like having photos taken, there probably is an element of uncomfortableness anyway, but you shouldn't feel so uncomfortable that you don't even feel like it's you.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I gravitate more towards females, and I probably, if I had a percentage, maybe 98% of my clients that come to me are female. Wow. So if there's somebody that you just, again, you see their, follow them for a little while on Instagram or Facebook and just kind of see what they're about. Yeah. But you're really not going to know until you have that conversation or you sit down with them, or you talk to them on the phone, and that's really the best way.
Yeah. That's awesome. a great thing to say. Yeah. Following them on Instagram is that's a great tip to do before hiring them.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Melissa. This is an amazing conversation. Before we end though, we want to ask you one more question. What are your favorite business resources, podcasts, books, blogs, anything like that?
Yes. So, I love Content Conversations podcast. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Word. That was good.
No, you guys are super cute. But no, you have a lot of great info, and it's important to, to get the stuff that you're talking about out there. And I think it's great. And another great one is Donald Miller has a wonderful podcast, Building a Story Brand. I've been following him for about 8 months now, and it's sort of completely changed the way I even market myself and my brand. He's really great about talking about the basics of story branding. He's highly entertaining as well. But just a really quick thing about story branding. It's really exactly how it sounds. You're sharing stories with people, and it's a great soft marketing tool. It's sort of like any movie, what grabs your attention in the movie. And there's always a hero, and there's always a guide. So Bilbo is and Gandalf, for instance, in Lord of the Rings, and Luke and Yoda, the person who's guiding them, that's who you want to be as a business owner. You don't want to be the hero necessarily, because they usually have some issues. So you're the guide. You're the person who's supposed to tell them that's the person that you're going to relate to. You're going to answer their questions. You're going to solve their problems. And Donald is really great about getting to the root of that. And he's really big into story branding. And because of him, I've pretty much just adopted that entire thing.
I love that. Yeah. I followed that one, and it's so good.
Yeah. His book is actually on my reading list for this year. So
nice.
Ooh,
yeah.
Love it.
Okay. We lied. I have one more question.
Okay. Okay.
The question is, what is the best piece of business advice that you've ever gotten that you would like to pass on?
Oh.
No pressure.
Put you on the spot.
wild card here. Best business, I think just go for it and figure it out as you go would probably be the most important thing, because it allowed me to free myself from the chains that were that I was putting on myself, you know, about starting my business and everything that I do that's in a different direction or that's new. I've just always remembered that. I actually had a very good friend. She's my best friend, actually. Shout out to Meredith. If she's going to be listening, I'll make her listen. Don't worry. she was instrumental in sort of helping me get past myself and starting my business. And she gave me a little placard from my office, and I still have it. And then it says, "What would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail?"
Love it. Wow.
And I sort of operate that way, and I just go for things. And I mean, if they work, great. If they don't work, then I figure out why, and I just keep going. And that's probably the best thing that's happened to my business.
That's awesome. All right. Where can people find you on the internet?
MelissaRaylandPhotography.com. That's my official website. And then on Instagram, I'm Melissa Ray Styles. So Melissa, one L, two S's, Ray, R-A-E, and then Styles. That's my my branding and headshots Instagram page.
Awesome.
I love
and
it.
We will link that in the show notes.
Yeah.
So you guys can check Melissa out and all
she
her
has
fabulous
some,
work.
She has some amazing blog posts. Like, I just want her blog. She has 3 tips businesses should know about branding, 4 ways to create trust with your brand, 6 important things to know about the entrepreneur in your life. Like, all of these awesome, awesome blogs. So be sure to go check her out.
Thanks.
Melissa, thank you so much for joining us today. I think this is going to be an awesome episode
yes.
for our listeners. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed learning some new stuff today.
Oh, for sure.
So thank you so much.
Yay! Thank you guys so much. I love you, Connor, and it was so nice to meet you, Grace.
Yes.
And I just wish you all the best on your podcast and all the good vibes.
Thank you so much. And you guys, our episode next week is going to be using analytics to create a more profitable business. But until then, we'll continue this conversation next week.